use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for the sale of produce, barbecue, snowballs, lawn furniture, firewood, and gifts to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 1 acre more or less, lying south of Route 26, 5,500ths of a mile west of Road 340. Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application on December 10 of 2009. Council held public hearing on January 5th of 2009. On December 10th of 2009, Mr. Smith stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use number 1803 for Tim Elder for the sale of produce, barbecue, and outdoor food sales, based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the use will generally be consistent with other existing uses in the area. The site along Route 26 is appropriate for this type of use. Two, the use of the produce sales facility promotes local agriculture. The use of the produce and outdoor food sales is desirable for the general convenience or general welfare and convenience of residents and visitors of the area. And this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the hours of operation, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., 7 days per week, April 1st through October 31st. B, the uses will be limited to outdoor food sales and produce. No sales or displays shall be located in front of the existing dwelling. C, the existing dwelling will remain as a single-family rental property. The backyard will remain screened with a 6-foot-high privacy fence. And at the discretion of DelDOT, the existing entrance will remain for the dwelling only. D, all trash container areas and porta-potties areas will be screened with a 6-foot-high privacy fence and landscaping. E, all entrances, intersections, roadway improvements, and multimodal facilities required by DelDOT shall be completed by the applicant as required by DelDOT and within the time periods required. The proposed use shall be served by temporary porta potties by a licensed waste hauler company. G, potable water or potable drinking water shall be provided by an existing on-site well. If a new well is needed, a permit will be obtained from DENREC prior to installation. H, stormwater management, erosion, and sediment control shall be constructed in accordance with all applicable state and county requirements and shall be operated utilizing best management practices to provide positive groundwater recharge. I, the site shall have one non-illuminated on-premise sign, of which the sign shall not exceed 32 square feet on any side or facing, identifying the uses permitted on the same premise. The sign shall contain no more than 2 sides or facings back-to-back and shall conform to the minimum setback of 25 feet from the right-of-way line and a minimum setback of 15 feet from all adjacent property lines. J, parking lot and security lighting will be provided and will have downward illumination and shielded so that no illumination will encroach over any property line. K, landscape plan will be provided as a part of the final site plan. L, no outside speakers, bells, ringers, or live entertainment will be permitted. M, no outside storage of pallets, crates, or building materials will be permitted. N, the number of employees shall not exceed 2 and an owner. O, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. And P, this approval is for the use in addition to the existing rental home on the property. In the event that the applicant desires to convert the home into produce and food sales or substantially change the approved final site plan, a public hearing shall be required. There was a motion, a second, and carried unanimously to forward this application to Council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions and stipulations stated, and that motion carried 5-0. And that's all I have. Unless you have questions.
Any questions for Mr. Lang?
Go ahead, Mr. Lang.
Ms. Deaver?
Food sales, we're talking about barbecue and that type of thing?
Yes.
Cooking on the premises?
On premise. Mm-hmm.
And if we were to remove that from this portion, we could do that by condition, could we not? And have it just produce sales?
You could, sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mr. Cole?
Well, my follow-up is similar. This is a narrow parcel of land. I think it's only about 100 feet wide. And anybody who's been familiar with outdoor barbecue type things, if it's 7 days a week, you need to feel sorry for neighbors to have to, you know, deal with that. So I don't mind him doing the barbecue cooking, but I think he had stated about something about some state-of-the-art type of whatever that means, okay? So is there a way that we could maybe, if they're going to do barbecue, limit it to maybe just weekends, which is what you know, like down at the beach area, you see the VFW does it on weekends, firemen do it, right, in it over near Greenwood or something. I mean, Mr. Jones, on our pants gallery, it was a weekend deal. So, you know, we could restrict it to weekends. We could restrict the, you know, well, they already got some restrictions on it, I think, 9 to 7 hours of operation. So I guess he couldn't start cooking. He shouldn't be able to start cooking before 9. Anyway, is there any consensus or any way you could help me, Lawrence, on something that maybe I was thinking, you know, to have the barbecue cooking or any cooking shall be enclosed somehow to restrict, because I don't know if we can deter, you know, say it's got to be this kind of piece of equipment. And because the other thing is he might, say, sublet out the cooking operation to some group and then they wouldn't, you know,
if there was a consensus of the council. Under A, where it says the hours of operation, 9 a.m., 7 p.m., 7 days a week, for produce sales.
For produce sales, okay.
And the hours of operation for the barbecue shall be limited to
weekends or
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Weekends and holidays or something like that.
Yeah, Friday, Saturday.
I don't know. Is there anybody got any?
Well, it's tricky. Don't smell on weekends. Is that what you're trying to say?
No. I'm trying not to say no to the gentleman, Sam. Now, if you've ever been,
I never knew chicken manure smelt, but I didn't know chicken cooking smelt to you, George. That's my problem here with what you're saying.
Well, if you live next door, you might find it annoying.
I have people down the road cooks for me. In fact, okay. A lot of people goes outside and cooks outside now. Don't even cook in the house.
This is somebody cooking in their backyard grill. I'm
what
talking about.
You make you smell on
all right. Okay,
list?
Sam. Okay, Sam.
Well, it's the kind of thing, Mr. Cole. There's enough controversy. Maybe you can make a motion, and we could. Just...
Well, I'll make a motion that limiting the barbecue to weekends only.
Let's just take that question first.
Okay. Let's just do that, and maybe I don't know in an enclosed type of.
Difficult.
It is. All right. Limit the barbecue cooking to weekends and holidays.
Okay. Are
you considering Friday, Saturday, and Sunday?
No, Saturday and Sunday and holidays would be like a, like we just had a Martin Luther King holiday or something like that. Or 4th of July could fall on a holiday and it could do a 4th of July thing.
Okay. I'll second that.
I have a motion second to limit the barbecue to just weekends, which would include Saturday and Sunday and holidays. Any discussion?
I would rather see it excluded completely. I like the idea of the produce stand, but I certainly would vote for that.
I'd hate to really have you guys my neighbors, because if I went out and cooked in the middle of the week, you said, well, we don't like the smell of your beef or your barbecue chicken. First thing I know, you'd be passing laws for that, George.
Okay.
Let's be simple here, George.
We're going to take this vote.
Thank you for your comments, Sam.
Comments? We'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
No.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
No.
I vote no as well. The motion is denied. Is there any other elements of the conditions, Mr. Cole, that you'd like to address?
He usually addresses the employees.
That's right. I was going to bring that up in the past. A few items that have come before us. Brand. It's been an issue where the planning zoning condition limited the number of employees. This did limit the employees. Is that a condition that the...
Where is it? Which
that is on N.
I'm going down there right now. Wait, I'm clicking down to N. What did they say? Two employees.
Two and the owner.
I'd just as soon strike it. I don't think we should be out counting employees. I've gotten to the point that seems we don't have enough staff. We got so many conditional uses, and number of employees shouldn't be one of our concerns.
I'll accept that as a motion.
As long as they have ample parking.
I'll second it.
Okay, I have a motion and a second to strike the provision limiting employees. Any discussion? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Anything else before I ask our attorney to read the title? Okay, Mr. Moore.
An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for the sale of produce, barbecue, snowballs, lawn furniture, firewood, and gifts to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsboro 100, Sussex County, containing 1.0 acre more or less, subject to the following conditions. The hours of operation 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., 7 days a week, April 1 through October 31. B, the uses will be limited to outdoor food sales and produce. No sales and displays shall be located in front of the existing dwelling. C, the existing dwelling will remain as a single-family rental property. The backyard will remain screened with a six-foot-high privacy fence, and at the discretion of DelDOT, the existing entrance will remain for the dwelling only. D, all trash container areas and porta potta areas shall be screened with six-foot-high privacy fence and landscaping. E, all entrances, intersections, roadway improvements, and multi-module facilities required by DelDOT shall be completed by the applicant as required by DelDOT and within the time periods required. F, the proposed use shall be served by temporary porta potties by licensed waste hauler company. G, potable drinking water shall be provided by an existing on-site well. If a new well is needed, a permit will be obtained from DENREC prior to installation. H, stormwater management and erosion and sediment control shall be constructed in accordance with all applicable state and county requirements and shall be operated utilizing best management practices to provide positive groundwater recharge. I, the site shall have one non-illuminated on-premise sign, of which a sign shall not exceed 32 square feet on any side or facing, identifying the uses permitted on the same premises. The sign shall contain no more than two sides or facings back-to-back and shall conform to a minimum setback of 25 feet from the right-of-way line and a minimum setback of 15 feet from all adjacent property lines. J, parking lot and security lighting will be provided and will have downward illumination and shielded so that no illumination will encroach over any property line. K, a landscaping plan will be provided as part of the final site plan. L, no outside speakers, bells, ringers, or live entertainment will be permitted. M, no outside storage of pallets, crates, or building materials will be permitted. N, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. O, the approval as far as the use in addition to the existing rental home on the property. In the event that the applicant desires to convert the home into produce food sales or substantially change the approved final site plan, a public hearing shall be required.
Okay. I will entertain.
Make a motion we adopt the ordinance.
Second, please.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. We adopt conditional use 1803 with modified conditions. Any discussion? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
I can't vote for it. I would have voted for it if it was for a produce stand only, because I think that really helps if the farmers in the area and our health in general. I don't like this conditional use, and I have to tell you, you know, I like to help business people, but I feel for the people who are going to live around this thing because of the odor. I hope you never do anything like that to me in my neighborhood. And one businessman that talked to me recently about his conditional use, and I said, yeah, that's great. You're doing well, are you? Yeah. And I said, are you complying with the conditions under your approval? Well, I'm complying with most of them, he says. And that's kind of how it's going in the county. No, I'm against this. Sorry, can't vote for it.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes. On the reasons, Joan, we have farmers who raise chickens, too. Don't think they're not local.
Mr. Cole?
I'll vote yes. I believe the area is kind of mixed uses. I had some concerns about some of the conditions, but majority of the council feels that they will not be of an issue. So my vote is yes, because it will give this guy an opportunity to try something. And with a conditional use, if it doesn't work out, and it goes unused for what was it, 6 months, a year? What is if the activity ceases to?
We use the same guidelines as a non-conforming. That'd be 2 years.
Okay, if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out, and it reverts back to AR.
Mr. Yes. Thank you, Mr. Vincent.
I do think it'll work in this area okay, and based on planning and zoning recommendation, I vote yes.
I vote yes as well with the conditions and findings and recommendation from planning and zoning. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Lank. Introduction of proposed ordinances, Mr. Moore?
There were none.
I believe we have some additional business. Does council have anything before we turn to the public? Okay. Yes.
Well, I got some, but I'll wait to see what Chip's got here. I've been mulling.